Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Friday. I am Paul Mitch and I'm joined by Jack Gill for this one. And you might be thinking, because it's the international break, there's not going to be much to talk about in the way of Liverpool news. And you're wrong for several reasons, because one, there's a section of England fans who are idiots. For two, Liverpool have got loads of ex-pros who talk about things. And three, you know what the 24-hour news cycle means. There's always something to talk about when you're the best football club in the world. So we'll dive into them. This story continues to rumble on, and I'm sure that because England have got another game to be played, it will rumble on into the weekend, Jack. Obviously, the Gomez-Sterling stuff, we saw slash heard, heard at the time. For those who watched the match, I watched a couple of minutes of it. Gomez was being booed by England fans. Now, just to clarify, not all England fans by any stretch, but by some. The first thing we're going to focus on here is a reaction from the England dressing room following the supposed booings. And Tammy Abraham has revealed the English dressing room responded after the incident. And it was said, we're all England players or fans and we need everyone to be together. At times like that, we need fans to lift us up and help us, really. Going into tournaments, we need that. We said after the game, the booing was unacceptable. We don't need that. Joe's a great player. Things happen in football. Things happen between teammates. It's just about dusting yourself off and moving on. As you can see, we've all moved on from the situation here and we're thinking positive. Yeah, I mean, actually really, really wise words from Tammy Abraham for a young lad, Jack. And it's another example of this should all be gone. It should all be moved on. And the actions of a minority, of an idiot minority, have caused this to rear its ugly head again.
It is. It's just idiocracy, as you say. I mean, Joe's realistically, he's been booed for doing nothing.
Yes.
He's the victim in all of this, yeah. And he's been booed for it. And
I always thought he might as well, if you're going to get pillaged and you're going to get this stuff drawn out, he might as well have just smacked Sterling in the face.
Literally.
Because at least he'd have some justification for the hate that he's received.
And I think, bearing in mind, Sterling had all the support last weekend when obviously Liverpool fans booed him at Anfield. A lot of people criticised Liverpool fans for that. And then England fans have just turned around and booed Joe Gomez, and it's just utterly ridiculous. And it's like this story has been dragged out all week. All they asked Southgate about yesterday was this, and I think it's just about time it stopped now, because it's affecting players, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. You know, quote there from Leicester's Ben Chilwell saying, I've known Joe for a long time and it's not nice to hear that sort of thing. No one deserves to get booed. Everyone is behind Joe. He's a great player and a great guy, and we all support everyone. I've just done I sat down and done the newsroom podcast on the redmentv.com with Press Association's Carl Markham, and we talked a lot about this. The fallout, there's going to be a special going up on the Red Men TV YouTube YouTube channel later on today, where we talk about the ins and outs and the fallout from all this kind of stuff, but and including Raheem Sterling, who was forced to take to social media again and to respond to this and say to all England fans, I wanted to leave things as it was, but tonight I have to speak again. It was hard for me to see my teammate get booed for something that was my fault. Joe hasn't done anything wrong, for me to see someone who keeps his head down and work hard, especially after a difficult week, for him to be booed when he came on tonight was wrong. I've taken full responsibility and accepted the consequence. I felt as though I had to say this. Get home safe, everyone. Look, again, it feels weird praising Raheem Sterling for a situation that effectively is his fault. But, you know, if this is the thing, and it was mentioned by Carl, and we were talking about this, is by from the, our interactions with Joe Gomez, he's just such a nice lad. Yeah. He's just, he's easy going. He's not a big character, like, you know, a big bolshy kind of guy or whatever. It's mad that he's ended up in this situation, and at least again, it shows Sterling showing a degree of recognition after the fact, of saying, look at her, guys, no.
Yeah, it is classy from Sterling, but he's always been good at PR, hasn't he, Raheem Sterling? And I think from his perspective, he says it himself, he had to do it really, because I think the whole of England, we're going to talk about this all night, and he's just shushed it there, and I think it was a good response from him.
Yeah, interesting. Before we move on, I'm going to incite the wrath of a number of people in the comments by highlighting some of the trends of hashtag free broadband. If this is stuttering and you can't watch it, vote Labour and they'll give you some free broadband and make your experience of watching Redmen TV lives better. Take politics out of Redmen TV. We're going to move things on then away from the Gomez-Sterling stuff. Mohamed Salah has been receiving treatment on his ankle. We know this because he's done it on an Instagram story. So you might be thinking, well, look, there's a picture of his ankle being stroked. No, it goes one further. There's a video of him having presumably deep heat rubbed into his ankle. Fantastic. And there's, great. It's not a bad life being Mohamed Salah, isn't it? I mean, he's obviously, I like the fact that he's got like pictures of palm trees behind him. This is the glamorous life. He's sat somewhere having his ankle rubbed. You know, he's not on a beach somewhere. He's getting stuck in. Fucking hell. I promised news and this is what we've got. Good. I mean, we heard rumours that he's going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. Was doing the rounds yesterday. I'd heard it said that it wasn't as bad as all that, but I think the point is with Salah, he's not injured, but he's not right. And Liverpool have got a choice here, where if they want him right for the real business end of the season, they need to give him some time off to make sure this is 100%.
That's the thing. He's not been right for a couple of weeks since that Chowdhury challenge, and I think it's the case of not what's going on now, but the fact he could get a severe injury as the season goes on with that ankle. And I think it's best, we've got a bit of an easier run the next sort of 4 or 5 games. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably best to sort of manage him now while we've got this run, and then hopefully he'll be firing again.
Yeah, it's another thing interesting, is that graphic that did the rounds. I don't know if it was actually covered on the news this week, but I know the Ball Street Twitter account put it out, and it's there ranking how difficult each club's run of fixtures has been, and Liverpool's has been pretty difficult so far, but you know, but it does ease off. But the point is that Liverpool have got to make sure that they're able to capitalise on this stuff. And if you lose Mohamed Salah for a spell of time, we have got an opportunity, you're right, compared to like Man City are starting to play some teams now for a change. They've had the easiest start of the season, I think, or the second easiest start of the season of everyone in the league so far. We've maybe got an opportunity just to pull him out the firing line, maybe take him out for a week or two, and then that just means that you're not paying the price for this further down the line. So, yeah, interesting stuff. I mentioned ex-pros in the media. We've got Steve Nichol, who... I've never met Steve Nichol. I don't know Steve Nichol in any way, shape or form. Maybe he's probably a good pint, but he. Whenever someone comes out and says something stupid as an ex-pro, it's normally him. But in this instance, he's actually spoke a bit of sense. He said Jadon Sancho would be crazy to join Manchester United and should sign for Liverpool instead. I mean... don't go and sign for basically a mid-table Manchester United side for the best team in Europe and possibly the world. I fully agree with Steve Nichol. Dynamite analysis from him. Yeah, I think he's crazy if he goes to Manchester United, he told ESPN FC. We're talking about he's struggling, a team that's struggling. Man United are going to be struggling for a couple of seasons, so I would stay away from there. He actually looked really good for England last night, which I think will have drawn everyone's attention to him once again. The fact that he can operate on either flank, he was a real danger, playing on the left, cutting in on his right, is something that Liverpool are really lacking, isn't it, Jack, in terms of what happens beneath Sadio Mane, or to challenge Sadio Mane.
He's a terrific young player, and I think it'll be a superb signing for us. I've seen a lot more in the last few days. Obviously, everyone seems to have got off the Mbappe 2020 train and they've joined aboard the Sancho 2020 train. But I just think it would be obviously a sensational signing for us. It really would. But there's a few questions I've got with Sancho. Mm-hmm. Obviously, at the minute, a lot's coming out about his attitude and stuff like that. And for me, that doesn't measure a Klopp sort of player. And that's where I doubt the whole Sancho rumour. But as you say, absolutely fantastic analysis from Steve Nichol.
Brilliant. Just a quick one. We obviously can't show you the goals if you're watching this on YouTube, but Naby Keita scored for Guinea. It's not a great goal. Oxlade-Chamberlain did score for England last night. It's a very, very good goal. The ITV Football Twitter account has got it if you've not seen it. But I think it's Chilwell plays the ball over to him. Fantastic finish. It's a proper natural goal scorer's finish.
An Oxlade-Chamberlain finish. We've seen him do that a lot for Liverpool.
But it's interesting because there's a stat here from Sky Sports. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has scored 5 goals in his last 6 appearances for club and country, as many as he had scored in his previous 64 games. The big thing what we wondered about Ox is what kind of player we were going to be getting back. In terms of finishing, he's in a fantastic vein of form, and if he's able to continue that, I just can't see this. This is one of those things where it was provided he comes through the next game unscathed. Touch wood, everybody watching, touch wood, because I've said it and I've jinxed us all. If this goes wrong, not really, because jinxes aren't a thing. You massive fannies. I think this is good, he actually needs some game time, and it could be a good thing for him, you know, and scoring a goal certainly adds to that.
Yeah, superb, and obviously we've just spoke about perhaps a more favourable run in the next few games, and it might be Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's chance. We may see a more attacking midfield more often, Klopp looking for more goals, and he may get regular game time week in, week out, and it's like you say, it's what he needed. He said it himself at the last international break, that's what he needs to do. He needs to get some games together. So I think it's perfect at the minute, and that stat just sums up how good his form is right now.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, and good to see Trent on the pitch as well, and Joe Gomez, regardless of the reaction from the idiots. Harry Wilson's been talking, and he's mentioned message from Klopp being a boost. He says, I'm always in touch with Liverpool. They have a loan guy there who I'm in contact with every week, and I get the odd message off the manager. He says he's been watching, and after I scored against Man City, he congratulated me on the goal, messaged me and said, great free kick. It gives you a boost to see that, and it's crazy he's keeping an eye on me. It's good to know when you go out on loan, you're not forgotten about. I'm still in contact with a few of the lads, and if I can, I get to a game, I always will. Brilliant. Yeah, look, Harry Wilson, no one really knows what the future lies for him. Very pleasing to see him. He's doing it and scoring goals in the Premier League, because the worst case, it means he's got a Premier League career ahead of him, which I think is a very good situation. But if he keeps doing this, I think, you know, we'll have to see, I think, who leaves in the summer. But he's certainly not doing his chances anyhow.
No, yeah, 4 goals in 13 games. He's doing very good. And he's one of them players, isn't he, where I think you can see he's not a finished article yet. You can see that there's more to come from him, and you want the more to come as soon as possible. But he's just really exciting. And as you say, it's just good to have him at a Premier League club, playing week in, week out, and playing good football as well. Bournemouth are a very good football inside, and he's not looking out of place there whatsoever.
Absolutely. Let's see, thoughts on the stuff we have discussed. Just to keep you abreast of the stuff that we've got going on around the moment, because obviously we know it's international break, but we've got you covered. I've just sat down and done a 45-minute exclusive podcast with Liverpool legend Robbie Fowler. The full version will be out on the website. There'll be a sizable chunk available on Acast, Spotify, iTunes, and all that kind of stuff. If you want to have a little delve into that one, an absolute Liverpool legend, my favourite player growing up as a Liverpool fan as well. And as mentioned, we've got Carl Markham from the PA sat down right in this very studio talking about the Gomez Sterling stuff, talking about Liverpool's fixtures, actually talking about Jürgen Klopp and how he conducts himself in press conferences and Pep Linders and all that kind of really, really interesting stuff. So again, there'll be a segment of that out on the Red Men YouTube channel. And we've got a very special video going on that channel tomorrow as well, involving another Liverpool legend. So some brilliant stuff. So make sure you subscribe to all of the YouTube channels and to the website as well, to keep you going through this very tough time, which is the time when there's no Liverpool football on the telly. Si, have you got some comments for us?
Couple of comments supporting Gomez. Jojo says Gomez is so mature for such a young lad. City says England fans booing Gomez is absolute nonsense. You can't disrespect your own player, especially when it isn't even his fault. Sterling's statement defending Gomez is a nice one. Fans should get that.
Yeah, I said the booing thing, because my immediate reaction when it was Tammy Abraham saying, like, no, I think it was Tammy Abraham saying, like, no one deserves to be booed. I was like, well, hang on, no, there must be circumstances, and there are. If someone's like, I got the Sterling situation, Liverpool fans are booed, because it's pantomime villain stuff as far as I'm concerned. You boo players that have left your club or disrespected your club, and all that, because that's how the game's played. But those people have gone as purportedly as England fans, and you're booing a player. You've obviously gone to watch your team win. Booing your own players doesn't make you more likely to win a game of football.
It's ridiculous. I can't remember a time when someone's booed their own player that hasn't deserved it anyway.
I've only ever seen it in England. I've seen Ashley Cole get booed. I've seen other players get booed. It's an England thing, and I wonder whether it's a carryover of the club rivalries or whatever. Yeah? And that's why the whole England fandom thing sits very uncomfortably with me. If you're an England fan, if you're a genuine fan, you want to see them succeed, then you get behind. It's an absolute no-brainer. But then again, I think there's a lot of people who support England who have no-brainers.
That's why England never do succeed, because they're so far away from anyone else. They don't have the unity. They don't have the fans. It's just...
Yeah, it's pathetic, really, isn't it? Anything else,
sir? Talking about how we'll kind of cope with the Salah injury. Injury maybe having to rest him for a few games. Lizzie B says, we need to get one striker this winter. Too big a risk with so many games.
It's interesting because we saw Ryan Fraser, Bournemouth lad, linked to it and then immediately denied. That makes sense to me. I don't think we will, because I think Klopp loves the squad cohesion thing and what have you. And I think he'd be more inclined to give... Look, is a good example for this. We've not seen Brewster play outside of the League Cup games. So we've not been in such a dire situation that we're having to use Brewster in the league. I think... So we've still clearly got depth there available to us. But it's if you had a couple more and you've obviously got a tight spell of games, I think provided with the squad is where it is today, I think we're okay. As always, if you've got one more lad, you're going to be a bit more relaxed about these things.
You're looking at Shaqiri as well at the minute, though. He's not getting any game time.
I
think when we're in such good form like this, a player like Ryan Fraser, there's no point in signing someone of his calibre. Maybe there's potential for a backup strike at the minute, but it's like you say, we've got Ryan Brewster if needed, and there's no point necessarily turning and spending money on someone that's...
If we think Brewster's good enough, then he needs games, and I don't see how buying another player. A lot of this is predicated upon, you're right. Yeah. So let's say Salah comes out for 3 weeks. That means Origi's the next in line, so Origi's going to start, and that means Brewster probably ends up on the bench, which means you're then looking at who's your backup options for your front three. It's Brewster. Maybe that's where Ox gets a few more games, playing wide in those situations. Harvey Elliott, maybe. It's a gamble.
Me and James were talking on the youth show before, and we were saying that actually it may be hindering Brewster at the minute by going with the first team but not getting a single minute, because actually he's being changed into a certain player. He's obviously coming back from his injury. They're adapting his style to become more like Firmino. Mm-hmm. And I think it may be hindering him slightly. Mm-hmm. So I think it's probably the wrong thing to do by giving him less game time and going out and signing someone.
Got one here. Legend of Light says, will Salah injury mean Shaqiri may get more game time if he's recovered? I think Klopp said he'd be okay in November time. And I think there was a quote from Linders not too long ago saying he should be back after this international break. So.
Yeah, he's become the forgotten man, isn't he? And that's the point. You know, we're talking about that. Shaqiri will probably play, or at least he'll definitely be on the bench. That's the point about it. This is hinged upon how fit Shaqiri is to play. But he'll play. This is when he played this time last season, when he's got a stretch of games. We rotated a bit more, and he played, and he was a useful impact player.
Goals in that regard. United,
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I think I still argue we need someone who's really good on the left hand side, but at the minute, between the players that we've got, as I say, between Shaqiri, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Origi and Brewster, I think we've got enough, about enough to cover those positions. But I do think we'll go heavy in the summer. I think if we're going to buy someone, I think you need to go and spend £100 million on someone. To get in our front three. So unless you've got that option in January, you're buying another lad with whom maybe Ryan Fraser's he's got more Premier League experience, but you're still paying money for a lad who, let's be honest, is he good enough to play for Liverpool? There's not many lads out there who are going to be anywhere near good enough to play for us. So that's probably the problem with that. Right, we're going to wrap that up there. Thank you very much for all of your comments. Thank you very much for watching. If you haven't done so, drop a like on the video. It always helps. If you are listening to this after the fact on your podcast player or what have you, and you want more amazing podcast content, don't forget that all of our subscription content that we always talk about is available in podcast form and in your native podcast player as well. The Robbie Fowler interview is no exception to that. That is a belter. That is coming up this weekend. Make sure you get subscribed for the full thing. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more Red Men news on Monday. See you then. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.